Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, well, got two Hall of Famers that are going to be with us today. Mark Recchi at 8:30, Brian Dawkins at 9. And we got someone who was picked higher than both of them in a draft.
Go there.
I'm sorry, Ben.
That was really good.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ben Davis.
Top of the morning to you.
Benjamin, I love you. You know that.
I know.
You know what's
part of— That's a great intro.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
You know what's part of the reason why I love you? And I mean this sincerely. Because we joke around and like there's no sensitivity. Like we all just, you know.
It is what it is.
We let it— well, it is what it is, but not everyone takes it that way sometimes. Yeah. So it's good to have that rapport.
Well, if you can't laugh at yourself, then who can he laugh at?
Well, and there's a lot for me to laugh at myself about.
I mean, the guy was the number two pick in the Major League Baseball draft, okay?
Kind of impressive. Like,
if that's what we're laughing at, yeah. You know.
How much of a throw was that, Ben? Well, two questions. When did you know you were like, whoa, top 10 guy? And how much of a thrill was it to be the second pick in the baseball draft?
Yeah, it really didn't dawn on me until I think when halfway through my senior year at Malvern that this could probably happen.
That's pretty late, by the
because
way.
It's very late. It is, because you think about you're playing in a small Catholic high school in the Northeast. I graduated with 80 other kids, 79 other kids. The schedule wasn't strong. Our team wasn't great. And it all came to fruition. And when it happened, it's like, oh, my God, this is— I really didn't know what to expect until I flew out to San Diego and signed my contract and, like, okay, this is happening.
That's so cool, man.
This is happening.
What was it like
and
to
it's
meet
San Diego?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, the first time I got on a plane. Actually, it was the second time in my life I was ever on a plane. I landed in California to my official visit, and there were palm trees. Mm-hmm. There's palm trees in San Diego. There's ocean. You can smell the ocean breeze.
Yeah, we have the Schuylkill.
Yeah, it's very different.
Looks so it pretty
never
today.
Which, by the way, is browner than my toilet today. All
right? It is.
Really?
It actually
well,
is.
You haven't seen my toilet, but
same
it,
consistency.
But it, I mean, so Ben, I'm all in on this thing the city's doing down by where I live. With they're trying to get the Penn's Landing thing going, and really, it really could be spectacular if they do it right. Because you know, ideally, it's going to have you know restaurants and bars and all this stuff on the water, and there's so much water there, but it would be nice if they dropped a little blue dye in every once in a while.
That's how it works.
That's
how it works. Just drop some blue dye in.
Let's do one on the Eagles. The schedule. What do you think, man? I mean, it's obviously difficult. What stands out to you?
The first five. That's a gauntlet. And especially, you know, opening day I think is great to have the Cowboys come in here and have to watch the Eagles raise that.
So you're in on that.
100%.
Me too.
Michael Barkley asked me the other night. He goes, we're you know previewing the schedule and the show that we have on the program. And he said, who would you want to come in? I said, right away, Cowboys. Without a doubt.
I agree.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that was not my, I'll be honest, it wasn't my initial inclination when we talked about it, you know, back in February, March.
That's what I said months ago. I said I want him to come in and see us raise our banner.
Just to rub it in their face.
Once I kind of realized that, it's like, oh, I'm totally down with that.
I could have held out for week two, though, with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Better to catch them early. Maybe they're not on their game.
Again, coming off Brazil. I do think, remember what the Eagles looked like in that Falcons game coming off Brazil last year? I do think that's, if you're going to play the Chiefs, play them coming off Brazil.
And so both teams will have extra time. I mean, essentially. So was that a Friday game, James?
The Friday game, yep.
All right.
But we're not going to Brazil. We're right here.
Yeah.
I just 7 non-Sunday games, right?
Well, it's 6 and one can be, I think the other one at the end can get to a non-Sunday, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to go.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, non-Sunday. The one, so we're talking about one against
Eagles,
the
Washington
Commanders.
At the end. Yeah, but here's the problem with that.
It's the only way it doesn't go flexed and national is if one of these teams has so many injuries that they're out of contention or something.
I guess. All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to discuss here today. The Eagles schedule. Let me just give you the first portion, what Ben was referring to. It starts on a Thursday night home versus Dallas, then a Sunday game at KC, then a home game versus the Rams, obviously a rematch of the divisional rounds from last season.
That was a heck of a game.
Then at Tampa, it feels like the Eagles are at Tampa early part of the season every year. They always get smoked down there.
Tampa.
Yeah.
110 degrees. Every year it seems like that.
Then the Eagles are home versus Denver. They got a pretty good young quarterback. This is when it gets easier. At the Giants, I think Minnesota's going to stink. Mark me down, Seltzer, mark it down right now. You ready? Vikings below 500.
I'm more on your side than on.
This is an easy one. Easy game. Eagles at the Vikings.
You are crazy. That is not an easy game.
Who's their quarterback? Hey, is it JJ McCarthy their quarterback? I mean, we're good.
They're bringing JJ McCarthy along slowly.
They're back to Justin Jefferson and 52 other random guys.
Balance the offense, run it.
Eagles by 20.
Yeah, they stink. And then home versus the Giants.
That takes you into the bye.
That's halfway through the schedule. All right, let's go to the phones. Get to Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, everybody. How you doing today?
Doing well, Gary.
I do like the Dallas slapping in their face. You're coming on the preseason, and you know the first couple weeks are always extended preseason. So why not have an opponent like the Cowboys come in, put the banner up there right in front of Jerry Jones' face, so we can laugh at him some more, and maybe he'll have to go get another plastic surgery on the face. So
Gary, are you down with the idea I said yesterday that Lane Johnson walks the Lombardi Trophy to midfield for the coin flip? And when the banner is released, when they remove the cloth to show the Super Bowl banner, the first thing that actually shows is Dallas sucks.
Oh, you're speaking my language. I wish I'd heard this yesterday. Dallas sucks. And then they remove that one,
and it's the Eagles Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That would be the greatest moment of my
Ben,
life.
True
maybe.
Or false, Buddy Ryan actually would have done that stuff. Because the Eagles aren't going to do that.
I would not put it past them.
Buddy really might have done that stuff.
He might have.
He really 100%. He really might
100%. No doubt.
All right, Gary, go ahead, man.
Why not have Lane Johnson to carry both of them out?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Why then why not have Lane Johnson, Gary Bolton?
Well, yeah, we talked about that too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but let's flip it over to the Aaron Nola situation. Man, I tell you what, another dumbo contract looking pretty bad.
Well, that one is looking bad. It's looking bad, and it's going to be a problem if he can't get back on track. I'm a big Nola guy, Gary. I'm a big fan of him. Both as a pitcher, what he's provided, and obviously as a person, seems like a wonderful dude. So I got some sympathy for him. As James said earlier, he may just be, you know, I don't want to say out of bullets, that's too strong, but there might just not be as much in there as there used to be. But it is a problem, short-term and long-term, because, you know, you got a chance to win a World Series this year. First, you got to make the playoffs. Right now, he could be an impediment to that. And then long-term, you know, we know as much as the Phillies do spend a ton of money, it's not an endless supply of money. And he's one of those right. going to be top three or four contracts for the next 5 years. So there's only so many of the $100 million you can get, and he's like $175 million, man. So if he can't get back on track, that's going to hurt. Going to hurt a lot. Gary, right. give me. I'm rooting for him though. I'm a big fan of him. Gary, give me an answer. A great scene with crazy weather.
No, I'm going to pass because thanks to you and the morning show at WIP, I'm going to see him on Sunday.
You got it, bud. Gary,
look at you, Gary.
Appreciate that very much. Very cool, very kind.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.